Friday was the feast day of St. Oscar Romero and the 43rd anniversary of his assassination while saying Mass in the chapel of a cancer center in San Salvador. Throughout his life, St. Oscar endured some measure of fear, knowing that he could be gunned down at any time, hated by the military government for his advocacy of the poor and the elevation of their voices. But his fear was met with his confidence that he was held as God's beloved. It wouldn't stop a bullet, but it assured him resurrection. If they kill me, he said, I shall rise again in the Salvadoran people. The gospel is unstoppable. The death of Lazarus not only saddened Jesus, it perturbed him. A more accurate translation might be that it infuriated him. He couldn't tolerate the stranglehold that death had on his friends, dashing their hopes and crushing their spirit. Martha knew Jesus could do something about it. But the government had been out to get him for some time, for his advocacy of the poor and the elevation of their voices. This razzle-dazzle act was sure to get their attention. Yet he was confident he was God's beloved. He was resolute in the face of the threat of death, so sure he was of resurrection. The gospel was unstoppable. We all have many and varied reasons for going to church and belonging to a parish. But the central purpose for attaching ourselves to a Christian community and raising our children here, generation after generation, is to be schooled in a way of living where death has lost its power, its sting. All our practices and programs stem from that fundamental fact. As he did at Lazarus's tomb, Jesus invites us to take away the stone, the stones that separate us and others from new life. We do not believe in death without resurrection. Untied, unbound, unfettered, we are freed for the work of the gospel, that is to partner with Jesus Christ, to untie, unbind, and unfetter, to advocate for the poor and elevate their voices, freed from the fear of death. We, God's beloved, are unstoppable.